welcome to ESLPod.com's Business Meetings Course, Lesson 4. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. In the third lesson of Business Meetings, we learned business vocabulary for beginning a presentation and letting people know what will be discussed in formal and informal business meetings. In this fourth lesson, we're going to learn vocabulary for actually giving a presentation. Let's start by listening to Sean's presentation at the formal meeting. As I mentioned, our market share has been sliding for the past year. Naturally, Vision Corporation is alarmed by these changes and wants to understand the underlying reasons. The truth is, we're not entirely sure why we're losing market share, but we have identified three factors that may contribute to the cause: a growing number of competitors, our product's features, and poor advertising. First, the number of competitors in our industry has doubled in the past year. To counter this, we must learn to differentiate Vision Corporation from the other companies. Second, our product lacks some of the features that customers are looking for. We need to improve our product and make it the best market offering. Third, our advertising has been ineffective in reaching our potential customers. We need to rethink our marketing campaigns and make sure that we're targeting the right market. Now I'm going to turn things over to Ms. Graff, who will discuss the findings of her focus groups. Sean begins by saying, "As I mentioned, our market share has been sliding." The phrase, "as I mentioned," is used to refer back to something that was said earlier. In this case, Sean has already said that market share was sliding or falling when he began the presentation. He says, "as I mentioned," to remind people of this. I could say, "as I mentioned, this lesson is about making a presentation. I already told you that. I'm reminding you that I told you that already. As I mentioned." Sean says that Vision Corporation is alarmed by these changes in the market share. To be alarmed, A-L-A-R-M-E-D, means to be shocked, disturbed, or surprised in a negative way. You might be alarmed to learn that your friend's car was stolen, for example. You are shocked. You are surprised. It's a bad thing. Sean says that the company wants to understand the underlying reasons for the changes in market share. An underlying, U-N-D-E-R-L-Y-I-N-G, reason is an explanation that cannot be seen easily, that you can't figure out right away. But it's an explanation that tells you why something is happening. An underlying reason for the increase in global temperatures, in global warming, might be the use of oil, petroleum. That's an example of an underlying reason. Sean doesn't know exactly what the underlying reason is for the company losing market share, but he talks about three things that may contribute to the cause. To contribute, contributebute, means to add something or to make something stronger or better. If you give money to an organization, you are contributing to the organization. A cause, cause, is something that creates a change or results in something else happening. Bad weather might be the cause of an accident. It's the reason why the accident happened. When Sean talks about three things that contribute to the cause, he means that he has identified three things that are part of the situation that is making the company lose its market share. Sean says that the first thing is a growing number of competitors. When we say a number is growing, we mean it is increasing. So there is an increasing number of competitors. A competitor, competitor, is a person or a business that sells a similar product to a similar group of customers as you do. Toyota is a competitor for Honda for the car market in the United States. They are two companies that sell a similar product, a similar thing, to a similar group of people, or to the same group of people. Sean says that the second reason why the company may be losing its market share is the product's features or the characteristics of the product. And he says that the third thing is poor advertising. Advertising, advertising, is the use of television commercials, radio commercials, printed advertisements like in a newspaper, and the internet to make people want to buy your product or service. Vision Corporation has poor advertising, meaning that it doesn't do a very good job of making people want to buy its product. We use the word poor here to mean bad, not very good. Then Sean says that the number of competitors in the industry has doubled in the past year. To double, double, means to increase two times or twice as much. To increase 100%. For example, you might say that sales doubled from $16,000 to $32,000. Sean says that to counter the large number of competitors, the company must learn to differentiate itself from other companies. To counter, counter something, means to work against something or to balance something by working in the opposite direction. You might decide to drive less to counter the large amount of money you have to spend on high gasoline prices. To differentiate differentiate means to distinguish or to make two similar things seem different. When you fly on a plane and you go to get your luggage, you will notice that some people try to differentiate their luggage so that it doesn't look like everyone else's luggage. They may put some colored tape on it, for example, so they know that it is their bag, their piece of luggage. When Sean says that to counter the falling market share, they must learn to differentiate the products of Vision Corporation, he means that the way to increase market share is to make Vision Corporation seem different and better than its competitors, to make its products seem different. Sean then says that the product lacks some of the features or product characteristics that customers are looking for. To lack, L-A-C-K, means not to have something or to be missing something. Our podcasts have audio but lack video. They don't have video. To look for something means to seek or search for something or to try to find something. Lucy and I are always looking for new ideas for our podcasts. When Sean says that the product lacks some of the features that customers are looking for, then he means that the product doesn't have everything that customers want it to have. Sean says that the company needs to improve the product and make it a better market offering. A market offering is a product that is available for sale to customers. A farmer's market offerings might include potatoes, carrots, and lettuce, for example. Sean continues saying that the advertising has been ineffective in reaching potential customers. The word ineffective, ineffective, means not effective or not able to do what something is supposed to do. Vision Corporation has been doing some advertising. They've been advertising, but it isn't working the way they want it to, the way it's supposed to do, because it isn't communicating with the right group of people. Sean says that the company needs to rethink its marketing campaign. The verb to rethink, R-E-T-H-I-N-K, means to think about something again, or to think about another way to do something when the first way doesn't work well. A marketing campaign, C-A-M-P-A-I-G-N, is a strategy for letting people know about a product or a service and making them want to buy it. To rethink a marketing campaign, then, means to look carefully at the existing marketing campaign, the one you have right now, and find ways to make it better. Sean says that this is the way to target the right market. To target means to aim for something or to try to reach something. Our courses target people who are learning English as a second language. Vision Corporation's advertising should be targeting the people who are interested in buying the type of product that the company offers. Finally, Sean says that he's going to turn things over to Hannah, who will discuss the findings of her focus group. He's going to turn things over, meaning he's going to let Hannah talk to the group. She's going to talk about her findings. Findings, FINDINGS, are the results of a research project or the outcome, the conclusion of an investigation. The findings of Hannah's focus group, in this case, are the opinions of the people who were there, who gave their advice and suggestions about the company's product. Let's listen to the formal meeting again, this time at a native rate of speech. As I mentioned, our market share has been sliding for the past year. Naturally, Vision Corporation is alarmed by these changes and wants to understand the underlying reasons. The truth is, we're not entirely sure why we're losing market share, but we have identified three factors that may contribute to the cause: a growing number of competitors, our product's features, and poor advertising. First, the number of competitors in our industry has doubled in the past year. To counter this, we must learn to differentiate Vision Corporation from the other companies. Second, our product lacks some of the features that customers are looking for. We need to improve our product and make it the best market offering. Third, our advertising has been ineffective in reaching our potential customers. We need to rethink our marketing campaigns and make sure that we're targeting the right market. Now I'm going to turn things over to Ms. Graff, who will discuss the findings of her focus groups. Now that you better understand the formal meeting, let's listen to Sean make the same presentation at an informal meeting. As I said a moment ago, our market share has taken a nosedive in the last year. Why? We think it's a combination of three things. One, there's a lot more competition now than there was a year ago. Two, our product isn't meeting the needs of the market. And three, our advertising is speaking to the wrong customers. These are some pretty serious but not insurmountable problems. So let's take a look at the solutions we've come up with. First, we're facing twice as many competitors as we were a year ago. So we need to make sure that customers know that Vision Corp is the best in the business. Second, we need to make sure that our product has all the bells and whistles that our customers have come to expect. And third, we have to revamp our marketing efforts to make sure that our ads appeal to the right group of customers. Hannah, can you please take over now and tell us what you learned from the focus groups? Let's take a closer look at the vocabulary used in the informal meeting. Sean begins by saying, "As I said a moment ago." That phrase is similar to the phrase, "as I mentioned," which was used in the formal meeting. "As I said a moment ago" is a phrase used when repeating something that one said a few minutes ago, usually as a reminder or to stress its importance. As I said a moment ago, we're going to take a close look at the vocabulary used in the meeting. Sean says, as I said a moment ago, our market share has taken a nosedive in the last year. A nosedive, N-O-S-E-D-I-V-E, is a quick or rapid decrease, fall, or decline, where something goes down a lot and very quickly. When the population of frogs takes a nosedive, biologists get very worried because they think maybe there's something wrong with the environment where the frogs are living. So anything that has a number can take a nosedive. Vision Corporation is worried about the nosedive or the rapid decrease in its market share. As in the formal meeting, Sean says that there are three reasons for the falling market share or the decreasing market share. First, there are more competitors than there were before. Second, the product isn't meeting the needs of the market. To meet the needs of someone means to give or provide what someone is looking for, or to give people what they require. We hope that we're meeting your needs in improving your English comprehension. Sean wants the product to meet the needs of the consumers or customers in the market. Sean then says that the third reason for falling market share is that the advertising is speaking to the wrong customers. He says that these are some pretty serious but not insurmountable problems. If something is insurmountable, insurmountable, it doesn't have a solution and it is unable to be overcome or fixed. But Sean says that these are not insurmountable problems, meaning that he thinks they can be fixed. He suggests taking a look at the solutions the team has come up with. A solution is an answer to a problem or a way to handle a difficult situation. To come up with something means to create or invent something, or to think of something new and creative. We work hard to come up with new ideas for our podcasts each week. When Sean suggests taking a look at the solutions his team has come up with, he means that he wants to review the ideas that his team has about how the company can fix its problems. Sean says that the company has twice as many competitors as it did 1 year ago. So it needs to find ways to let customers know that it's the best company. Then Sean says that Vision Corporation needs to make sure that the product has all the bells and whistles that customers expect. Bells, B-E-L-L-S, and whistles, W-H-I-S-T-L-E-S, are attractive, desirable, and extra features or characteristics of a product that aren't needed for its basic use and operation. A bell is literally something that rings, ding, 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 ding. That would be a bell. A whistle is like, that would be a whistle. But the expression bells and whistles together refers to things that you have with a product that aren't necessary but are nice, that make you like it more. For example, bells and whistles on a car, on an automobile, might include a CD player, automatic windows, or a navigation system, a satellite navigation system. You don't need those things to drive your car, but they are nice extra things. Those are the bells and whistles. Sean wants the company's product to have more of these nice things that customers are looking for. Sean also says that the company needs to revamp its marketing efforts. To revamp, R-E-V-A-M-P something, means to improve something or make something better. Revamping the marketing efforts means changing the way that the company does its marketing. Revamping your room might mean painting the walls and buying new furniture, new chairs, a new desk, and so forth. At the end of the meeting, Sean asks Hannah to take over and talk about what she learned from the focus groups. To take over means to take control of something, to be in charge. In this case, Hannah is going to be in control or be in charge of the next section of the meeting. That's all the new vocabulary in the informal meeting. Let's listen to Sean again, this time when he's speaking more quickly. As I said a moment ago, our market share has taken a nosedive in the last year. Why? We think it's a combination of three things. One, there's a lot more competition now than there was a year ago. Two, our product isn't meeting the needs of the market. And three, our advertising is speaking to the wrong customers. These are some pretty serious but not insurmountable problems. So let's take a look at the solutions we've come up with. First, we're facing twice as many competitors as we were a year ago. So we need to make sure that the customers know that Vision Corp is the best in the business. Second, we need to make sure that our product has all the bells and whistles that our customers have come to expect. And third, we have to revamp our marketing efforts and make sure that our ads appeal to the right group of customers. Hannah, can you take over now and tell us what you learned from the focus groups? Now you know some of the business vocabulary used to make presentations. In the next lesson, number 5, we're going to continue learning vocabulary for making presentations, but this time we will focus more on the vocabulary for using visuals, the drawings and images that help people understand what they're presenting. This course has been a production of the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at ESLPOD.com. This course was produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2007.